AircheckDownloads.com.
Paul, oh, this is the bit I like, okay? You're going to pretend to be him just for a minute or two, all right? All right. I feel myself getting more butch by the second, okay? Still got the flu, okay? Number 10, it's a hot water bottle. Number 9, big box of tissues. And he's still there after a whole 7 days. Yes, Alan Freeman's still in bed. Not half years. Lots of kisses on the bottom, Al. Okay, hope you get well soon, all right? In the meantime, we're going back to three top tens from years gone by. And boy, we got some crackers for you today. On 1FM, it's 27 minutes before 1 as we launch into the week of 30th of November to the 6th of December, 1962. A new entry, number 18, Bobby B, Forever Kind of Love. 38 American hits he had and 10 British hits. That was one of them, and how his records have stood the test of time. Elvis was new in at 15 with his 13th number 1. That went on to become Elvis' 13th UK number 1. Return to sender, 3 weeks at the top, and then it was toppled by Cliff and the Shadows the next time in Bachelor Boy. Up 4 places to number 14, just outside the 10, a trumpeter from York who released his debut single in 1957. He wrote the jukebox jury theme Hit or Miss and became synonymous with the James Bond films. It brings back all the thrills of Dr. No, don't it? John Barry was up for with the James Bond theme from the film Dr. No. At East to MD for people like Adam Faith and Lance Fortune. Ding, 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 ding. And he also used to be the musical director for the BBC Sunday morning program right here at the BBC. Easy beat. Okay, the chart of 30th of November to the 6th of December, 1962. Little Eva was in. She had hits with things like Keep Your Hands Off My Baby, The Turkey Trot, and Old Smoky Locomotion. But this was the one that started it all off for her. This was down 3 this week to number 12. If you like quizzes, some people say, give us a quick one, all right? Who were the backing singers, a well-known group on this single? And Little Eva, down 3 in this week's chart, from 9 last week to 12 of this, accompanied by Dorothy Jones, Margaret Ross, and a lady called Earl Jean McCree. They were the Cookies, who did Chains and stuff like that the Beatles covered. The Cookies, backing singers on there. Of course, Earl Jean went on to record I'm Into Something Good, covered here by Herman's Hermits, and a number 1 for them. The chart of 30th of November to 6th of December, 1962, down 3 from 10 of last week, or is it up 3? Up 3 from 7 of last week. No, it's not. Down 3. I'm no numismatist, but I love music. Big of the Bumps on Radio 1 FM, the first week of December, 1962. Standing at number 10, the Four Seasons. Bob Gaudio, Frankie Valli, Nick Massey, and Tommy DeVito. With Sherry.
Sherry, gentlemen.
It's 14 minutes before 1. Standing at number 9, a boy soprano who sang at Canterbury Cathedral and the Albert Hall, and it wasn't Andy Peebles.
Let's have a rape on the grave, a prehistoric frolic, a classic from the attic, a blast from the past.
Let's have a
golden oldie, a platter that matters. Old gold retold, a spin from the bin. Yes, we've been plunging in a dungeon just for you.
Winter, number 9 in the first week of December 1962 with his version of Jimmy Clanton's American hit, Venus in Blue Jeans. Up 5 from 13 of last week to 8 of this, the Men from Perth.
Just a little bit in here, a little bit there, get the old wobble board out, the old didgeridoo, just sculpt a bit, cartoon a bit, and got old Romeo. Always there, always drawing, always singing.
Got the MBE in 1968, and he got the OBE in 1977. Maybe he'll get something else next year. The first week of December 1962, the poll results came out. Top British vocal group, the Springfields. Top solo, British instrumentalist, Jet Harris. The top world vocal group voted the Everly Brothers, and the world musical personality voted number 1 was Elvis, and Duane Eddy was voted number 2. Harris at number 8, up 5 and up 5 from 12 to number 7. At the first week of December 62, Duane Eddy, Dance with a Guitar Man, his 15th top 20 hit in Britain, the most successful solo instrumentalist ever in the British charts. Down 1 from 5 of last week to this week's 6 were the Tornadoes. Really, 62, a year of first for British groups in the States. ACCA built top the chart there with Stranger on the Shore. And by the end of the year, the Tornadoes have become the first British pop group to top the American chart with Joe Meek's Telstar. It's 1FM, 6 minutes to one, at the chart on the first week of December, 1962.
Yeah, I've got this great idea, man. We'll get some heavenly voices, right, going, ah.
Was down 1 last week, 5 this week, 6 for the Tornadoes and Telstar. And legend has it the Tornadoes were up in Great Yarmouth when they wanted to put the organ bit on, and Jeff Goddard, Joe Meek's main songwriter, actually put the organ on himself.
I like a bit of legend myself, whether apocryphal or not.
It's 3 minutes to one. We're at the chart of the first week of December, 1962. And at number five, a guy from Phoenix, Arizona. Marty Robbins with his Devil Woman. Won't you set me free?
I told him go and bed,
Marty Robbins, Devil Woman.
Of course, he also had Biggies with a white sport coat, a pink carnation, and a big iron on his hip, and El Paso and other classics.
Daryl Mott passed on about 7 years ago. But there he was, first week of December 1962 at number 5. He'd gone up 3 from last week's number 8. Just having a look through the old NME for this particular week, and there's a small ad in the NME, page 11, right at the back, little box that said, The Beatles of Love Me Do fame, available for bookings, phone this Liverpool number, Royal 7895. This next record, standing still at number 4 on the chart, was voted the 13th best single of the year. Number 4 last week, number 4 this, Susan Bourne, Bobby's Girl, a cover of Marcy Blaine's American hit. Normally people say, oh, I always prefer the original, you know. But I thought Susan Bourne's version knocked spots off the original. It's very good. Okay, that was standing still at number 4. Talking about Joe Meade just now, playing the Tornadoes and Telstar, I just had a call from a guy called Vic Triggle. A wonderful name. And he said, oh, I used to play out there in Joe Meek's studio. I used to do all the stuff up there, twanging away, playing with various groups. He said, what happened to all the guys he used to play with? Terry Piers and Seth Tibbett. There's a name. He said, don't call him by his full name, otherwise he'll come around and punch you. Dave Cheney and Ronnie Routley with the big eyelashes. What did happen to them, eh? It's 4 minutes after one. Maybe they're out there somewhere. Standing still at number 3, Del Shannon with Swiss Maid. Song written by Roger Miller, yes, Roger Dang Me Miller. That's Del Shannon, Swiss Maid. 6 hit in a row in 1.5 years. Still tours now and still sounds good. It was the month that Frida Payne released her first ever single in Britain. Well, it's actually the week. First week of December, 1962. Also, just one place above Del Shannon in there, Chris Montez. And Let's Dance. Chris Montez, Let's Dance. Better dedicate that to the other rock holders. We normally ruin that one on stage. So remind them of tortuous nights in sleazy bars. Yeah, it became number 2 in 1962, as high as it got. Number 9 in 72 and number 47 in 1979. And I did a sort of weak cover version in 1982, which got nowhere at all. Not surprising, really. Okay, Frank Ifield celebrated his 25th birthday and a number 1 with a big party. Had all his mates there. Rolf Harris was down there. They sang together arm in arm. Had a good old time. And this next record of his knocked Return to Sender off the pole position to give Frank Ifield his second number 1. Yes, yodeling was big the first week of December 1962. Del Shannon was yodeling at number 3, and Frankie Ifield was yodeling there at number 1 with Lovesick Blues, his second number 1, hot on the heels of I Remember You, and then Wayward Wind made it a record-breaking 3 number 1s in a row. The top 10 rundown coming up in just a second, okay, pop pickers. Well, I'd say a quick hello to Andrew Johnson at the Walnut Tree at Henley-on-Thames, and all the Leeds and Wigan bunch who are working down there a long way from home. Mums, they say, they won't be home for lunch, okay? Too far to go, okay? But not half, we'll just knock off the old impression now, okay?
Number 10, the first week of December 1962. Sherry, the Four Seasons, going down three. And going down three to number 9, Mark Winter's Venus in Blue Jeans. A rise of five, a sun arise. Rolf Harris, this week's number 8. And up five also for Duane Eddy and the Guitar Man. The Tornadoes had been number 1 with Telstar. They were on the way down to number 6. Marty Robbins was rising three to number 5 with his Devil Woman. And Standing Still, No Change, Susan Maughan, her version of Bobby's Girl at number 4. Del Shannon, Swiss Maid at number 3. Number 2, Let's Dance, Chris Montez, as high as he got with that one. And Frank Ifield with his second number 1, Love Sick Blues, holding on to the number 1 slot. It's 12 minutes after 1. It's my greet for Alan Freeman. He still has the flu. Send the hankers around here and we will pass them on to him, okay?
Aircheckdownloads.com.